Me neither, but you know what? I have escaped a few things. It's like a prison with many, many doors. And I was once in the innermost sanctum, the deepest dungeon of the prison, and working your way up through all the levels of the dungeon. You know, you gotta go past the torture chambers and past the holes and the pits and the evil and all those things. You gotta get past it all before you see the light of day. I know what a deep dungeon of sin my life was in. And I can see the light of the exit. I've escaped because there's one leading me who's promised me he knows the way out. That's how I've escaped. By faith in him. Then I will escape indeed. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed, Jesus said. I believe in that promise. And by believing in that promise, I partake of the divine nature. When I can partake of it. How does that happen? Well, verse 5. Besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. To knowledge, temperance. To temperance, patience. To patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. Brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see far off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence. That means to use speed to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you'll never fall. So you want to take heed lest you fall? Going back to verse 12 of chapter 10. Add to your faith. Add to your faith. Faith must be added to. Because we do not run us on faith alone. We don't, because scriptures say faith alone is dead. That's what the scriptures teach, the Apostle James. And people don't like the Apostle James. You know what? I don't like you. You don't like the Apostle James. If you don't like the Apostle James taught, then you probably, if you really knew what the Apostle Paul taught, you wouldn't like that either, because Paul teaches the same things. He just didn't say it in the blunt way James said it. Same doctrine. I went through James already. James and Paul, no difference in doctrine. Just a different way of saying the same things. Faith is what gets you to everything. But it has to be performed in you. James wanted to emphasize that. Paul emphasizes it all the time. People just don't get it. Here's one of the key points he makes. Take heed, lest you fall. Oh, it can happen. You think you're predestinated? I think I'm predestinated, right? But if those things don't abound in me, I might fall. Oh, yeah. So I got to seek that they might be added to me. How do you add virtue to your faith? Do I just try to be virtuous? Well, I have great admiration for effort. But I know this, that all the promises of God are obtained by faith. I don't go beating the... I can beat the air uncertainly. You know, I'm going to try. Ooh, I don't even know how to be righteous. I'm just going to try. Okay. I think God looks kindly on us in our struggles. He's merciful towards us. He knows we are but flesh. But I know this, that I look to him to free me. The Son will make you free. I can't free myself. He's got to make me free. He's got to lead me out of the prison. He's got to guide me. All the way from the wilderness to the promised land. I don't want to be, you know, I got baptized in the sea. I want to make it, I want to be Joshua or Caleb. I don't want to be those whose carcasses fell in the wilderness. I want to enter into the land, the good land. Eternal life. A kingdom, a crown, a rod. Verse 13, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. Idolatry was included in there. Being an idolater. You know, idolatry is sort of one of those catch-all sins, really, like covetousness. It's sometimes more. It says, you know, adultery isn't just having adultery. It's, yeah, to look at a woman, to lust after her. You've already committed adultery with her in your heart. Same thing with idolatry. You don't have to look at it, oh, it's an idol, you know. It just is an idol. When you give it the honor due an idol, it's an idol to you. And idolatry takes many forms in this age. You know, it can be your house, your car. I know people say that all the time. My house, my car, my house, my car. Your own flesh and blood, your family can be an idol you set up in your heart. You know? Christ can become an idol. What, Paul? Now you're talking silly. When you build up Christ as a false, it's false doctrine. When you preach false doctrine, if you say, oh, you know, when you add to the blood of Jesus all these lies, as it is written in the epistles of John, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. You know, what do you think Antichrist is? Antichrist is not something outside of Christ. It comes from within. Who is Antichrist but he that denieth that Jesus has come in the flesh? Now, the atheists will say, ah, Jesus came in the flesh. He was just a man. See, John was talking about people who, there was this thing called Gnosticism, right? But he was talking about people who say they believe in Christ, but deny that he came in the flesh. They say that he was pure spirit. That's Antichrist. Again, same thing with today. Though, if you have Christ not precisely according to the teachings of the scriptures, then your Christ is false. It's a fake Christ. It's not the real Christ. It's an idol. It's an idol with the name of Jesus on it. You know, it says, "Well, it's not an idol. This is Jesus." No, it's just it's an idol with the name of Jesus. But, because that's not Jesus, what you're teaching. That's not Jesus. What would Jesus do? Well, I don't know. Jesus lived in the first century. He probably wouldn't get in a car and drive it, would he? So I shouldn't do that. How can you even speak to the things? Jesus, you got to know him. But he's only revealed to those whom he wants to reveal himself to. I haven't even known him as I ought to know him. If any man think he knows anything,